This episode is brought to you in partnership with Choose Chicago. Chicago and no. Hey.
Hey.
Welcome back to another dope episode, 77 Flavors of Chicago. And this is not start. This is not the start. I know, even though I started out like a start.
What?
Because I went into my, after, you know, the intro plays, I went into that little mode. So, my bad, see, everybody. Pump fake. Tommy's like, what the hell?
How do you feel about Dario's
pump
fake?
I don't even know what's going on. Do you have a riddle today?
A riddle. Wow. Okay, Tommy. So, since last time you've been here, we do trivia. Before we do trivia, not riddles. So, excuse her. But we have a trivia question that we do before we start the episode. Just give people some time to get their brain working here. And it's fun Chicago trivia. Here. Are you ready? Here's today's trivia question. Navy Pier, Chicago's number one tourist attraction. When the U.S. Navy moved out after World War II, who moved into the space? Multiple choice. A, University of Chicago. B, Loyola University. Or C, University of Illinois. Don't say the answer if you know it. However, we'll come back to it after the break. Any quick thought process? Get your thought process going. I know you usually deduce pretty well.
I usually.
But we're ready. 77 Flavors of Chicago right now.
This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago. So I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast.
Hey, now I can do my intro. I can do my normal intro. Y'all, welcome back to the podcast.
It's been a minute.
You never know. Somebody probably paused it. You know what I'm saying? Went to the bathroom, got some coffee, got some Starbucks.
Since we did the beginning of the podcast.
You mean it's been an urban minute.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you meant.
Wow.
Okay.
That's racist.
No, it's not.
Tommy, you can't laugh at that.
As he was drinking his... Dario.
Sarah.
And we are here with today's guest. Y'all seen him before. Very hilarious episode. Very hilarious guy. Tommy Henry of Chicago History Podcast. Y'all make some noise for the boy. Hey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here once again.
Yeah, we had a blast already before we ate, just like we normally do.
That's true. Yeah. Holy cow.
We will get to catch up with you in a second here, but the trivia question, let me repeat the question, and then we're going to take some guesses here. Navy Pier is Chicago's number one tourist attraction. When the U.S. Navy moved out after World War II, who moved into the space? A, University of Chicago. B, Loyola University. C, University of Illinois. Any guesses?
I would say not Loyola.
Okay. All right. Any
Almost
reason why?
Almost for sure.
Almost for sure. Okay.
I don't know. It just seems like it's small. Why would it be in Navy Pier? You know what I mean? Like, what are they doing in Navy Pier?
Loyola's pretty big, but I mean, I get it.
But in comparison. Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
I feel like the University of Chicago is the entirety of Hyde Park in my mind.
They are
also,
the reason why we got...
they're in Hyde Park, so they don't need to be in Navy Pier.
Okay.
The University of Illinois is the closest one, I feel like, physically to Navy Pier. So maybe...
University of Illinois in Champaign.
No, Chicago.
Illinois?
No, the U of I Chicago.
Right.
Is that the one you're talking about, or are you talking about U of I Champaign?
I don't know. I mean, I'm talking about
University. Who knows then? It's your question.
Well, I'm going to weigh in. I'm so old, I remember when it was called Municipal Pier Number 2.
So World War I?
Before it was called Navy Pier. That's how old I am.
Tommy, you're not that old. but you are correct.
I actually did an entire podcast episode about Navy Pier. Thanks to you both for listening.
That's why we picked this question. We knew about the episode.
Because we knew somebody would know it.
So I do know the answer and the answer why. So what was your final guess, by the way?
I would say if it's University of Chicago, Illinois, University of Illinois in Chicago, then that. Otherwise, it'd be University of Chicago, but not Loyola.
Okay. All right.
Wait, I still don't know what your final answer was. You just,
well, it depends on which one.
What is it?
You final got, answer. You got three. You got Loyola, you got University of Chicago, or the University of Illinois.
Final University of Chicago.
What did you?
It's the University of Illinois.
That's what I originally said. You tricked me out of my original answer.
No, I just want
clarity.
Play it
back, because I did say University of Illinois.
We don't have that kind of technology. So after World War II, there were so many people allowed the GI Bill, so they were encouraged to go back to school, and downstate Illinois became so overpopulated, they were like, what are we going to do? Let's open this new branch right here at Navy Pier.
Boom.
So,
boom. Wow. There you go, y'all.
Did you have that all in your notes?
Look, let me finish it off here. The answer is the answer
I'm
is
gonna
university.
I'm going to drink my drink.
Yeah. you go do that. You earned it. You earned it. That's a championship shot right there. they were there. University of Illinois was there until 1965 when the Circle campus was built. That's when they moved out. Tommy took the fun fact for me that I had, which is fantastic, as he should. Chicago History Podcast in the building. Navy Pier opened in 1916 as the municipal pier for freight and for passenger.
Number two.
What was one?
They never built it.
Yeah.
They were actually talking about building five piers, and that was the only one that got built.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Crazy.
Like right next to each other?
No, kind of all spread out.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't that have been different for Chicago? Yeah.
What are they going to do? Put more McDonald's next to each other? Or Margaritaville?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Five Margaritavilles.
Oh my gosh.
Did Margaritaville?
I would be in line for that.
Maybe like a stained glass museum one, stained glass museum two.
Did Margaritaville close down?
No, we just were there.
No, but I think it just closed down.
Oh, like, I don't know. I haven't been there in forever.
It could have been. I don't know.
Is that a place?
Yeah, margarita.
Oh, okay, no, I'm kidding.
It's like a $12 margarita you pick up at a window and it's frozen.
Yeah, but you get a...
We should shut this off right now and head over there.
And just go down there.
We're close.
We are close, actually. You know what I mean? Look, this is the episode. It's in this community area.
It's actually in no community area.
One more. Listen to that. Crispy audio.
Yes.
Some more. 1927, it was renamed to Navy Pier to honor the World War I vets.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, 1995 is when it actually reopened for tourism as we know it today here in Chicago. Now, when you think about that, you probably think Navy Pier has been like a tourist attraction. There wouldn't been that big difference in like time where they shut down, right?
Because
I don't remember Chicago without a Navy Pier. But that was 95.
What about you?
Technically, there was.
Well, I do. Actually, Chicago Fest, which was the kind of predecessor to Taste of Chicago, was held at Navy Pier back in, I think, 1980.
Okay.
One of the first performers was the Blues Brothers. Because, you know, they were super huge at the time.
Hey.
So they had kind of, you know, cleaned it up a little bit. And they were like, oh, Chicago Fest and Jane Byrne and all the rest. And it didn't take. So
it
immediately went back to being, you know, unused.
Yeah, yeah, unused.
Just empty space hallways for you to walk.
Well,
down.
I mean, literally, it was kind of like, closed off. Like,
I mean, today it's just hallways,
right?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
touristy.
I feel like we could do
more.
It's literally just hallways and parking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right?
There's the
Chicago Children's Museum.
Ever since AMC closed the IMAX there, it's been a little less attractive.
Yeah, dang. There's a Ferris wheel there.
That is, yeah, that's pretty exciting.
If it's like 20 people, I don't know.
That is one of the biggest fairs. Wasn't it?
I don't know.
Here she go again with the conspiracy.
I don't know architecture.
You know what?
I don't know architecture.
Which button turns off her microphone?
Here's this one. There's that one.
Yeah.
He has muted me before.
Only one time. Really? Only one time. Only one time. It was she was a little reckless.
That is not true. I don't even remember why.
Listen, I like you being referred to as reckless. I think that's amazing.
But if people that listen to it, they know that Sarah's always reckless with me.
I probably said something like a sports shirt instead of a jersey.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that.
Look how angry he gets.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, what was the one that got you like really mad?
Sports shirt, goddammit. That was
across the line?
You're like, woman? Related.
did he call you woman?
He might have. as well have.
Yeah.
He muted me, which is really, in the grand scheme of things, the patriarchy
it's even worse.
Muting women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow. Jeez.
Y'all, look, y'all not going to have this picture painted anymore.
Oh, man.
This on the internet. No, we're not going to.
I got the white man behind me.
Yeah.
We're going all the way.
How dare you? How dare you?
We need to mute the mic. Mute the mics. Both mics.
Holy cow.
Anyway, y'all can see we've been drinking. We've been having some fun. Tommy is our guy. Last time we was on here, we had a lot of fun.
It's true. We were in a completely different neighborhood, eating completely different food.
Way different.
And you guys had me back. This is amazing.
How you been?
You know what? I've been well. I've been, doing podcast stuff. I was excited to get your message.
Yes.
Or Sarah's message. I don't know.
It
comes from one email. I never have any idea who I'm talking to, but I'm always excited to come on.
It depends on how many I's there are after the H.
Oh.
If there's like three or four, it's me.
Yeah.
If it's just straight to the point.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Oh, interesting.
Or if I say bruh, anytime.
I got no bruhs.
It was her then. It was her.
All right. I always assume it's her.
Yeah.
So then I get a little flirty, and then I'm like, oh.
And then I decide
what
to check the
deal. Yeah, I'm like, is he going to be cool with me flirting with him?
Would it be weird if I was messaging you back?
Yeah, like,
Catfish, new episode of Catfish. You come on the podcast, it's me that's actually turned on.
There's a new Netflix show that I was not expecting. Oh, boy. I smell sitcom.
We got Tommy in the building.
I don't know why you're doing that snapping thing. Because that is not
acceptable. I don't know why either.
So what restaurant did we pick today?
Oh, what neighborhood did we pick?
Am I jumping ahead too far?
Wait, like a whole 30 minutes.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead. Sorry, it's this.
Yeah, these are. I'm two in. You two in. We led this episode. Let's get in tune with it though. Tommy, you remember this? This is how we get tuned up. Yeah, there we go. Yep, brought all the memories back. Here we go, y'all. We are in community number eight. Community area number eight near Northside. Do we do that for the Northside?
Somebody must.
I read something today. Someone said, you know how people get excited, South Side or West Side? Someone said West Loop is the best loop. I was like, is that white people's thing? Is that their version?
Who gets excited about
the loops?
The different loops?
I look at Chicago history all the time, and even I would have to be like, what area is that? What is even in the...
What is West Loop?
Listen, I'm
construction
not,
is what West Loop is.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Construction.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Let's get in tune with it. The boundaries to the north, we got North Avenue to the south, Chicago River to the east, Lake Michigan, and to the west, the north branch of the Chicago River yet again. So three sides of the of the community area are bound by water, which is significant. We'll get into it in a second. This is the most populated community area.
Because it's like 70,000 neighborhoods in one area.
It is.
Somebody was like north.
Yeah. Yeah. It is north. that part there. Couple fun facts before we get into the history of it. The one fun fact is, I found this is pointless fun fact, but I'm gonna say it anyway. This is the second, this is the community area with the second most skyscrapers in it.
Oh.
I heard that and I was like,
I mean, I can't challenge him.
What's the first?
The loop. You're talking shit about the loop.
I'm talking about the West Loop.
Yeah, the West Loop.
Is West Loop just like a west part of the loop, or is it just like?
It's near West Side. Near West Side.
It's not even in the loop.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's outside
of the loop.
It's a loop.
Near West Side.
Yeah. It's literally always construction.
Near West Side, which brings me to the next, not fun fact, but kind of name of it.
It better be fun if you're calling it a fun fact. Because otherwise, I am walking out of here. And I am going to unsubscribe.
Don't do it. No, please don't.
No,
we need it.
Unsubscribe.
Okay.
That hurts more than anything.
We're trying to buy a house with a yard, so I need you to continue to be
in Chicago?
Yes.
You're suburbs.
Like,
here we go.
What, 1.5 million?
Good luck. Anyway,
2 million.
What's your fun fact? I'm using finger quotes. Fun fact.
Here's the fun fact. Do you know why it is named near Northside?
Because it's near the north?
Yes. 100%. This is.
It I feel
is,
like the University of Chicago had minimal effort naming these.
They did. So
they were like, no.
It is near. It is the nearest to the. They say center, but we know this is not the center of Chicago. But this is kind of like the starting grid. We know the Loop is like the starting point of Chicago.
Yeah.
So this is 1 mile north of the Loop. So. There we go.
All right.
That's why it's called Near Northside.
That's really stupid.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah.
Do you know where the center of Chicago is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to it. McKinley Park. 35th and Horn.
Yeah, so the true... Yes. All right, so how about the true center of... boy, how do I do this? How about the zero point in Chicago?
State Madison.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. You start paying attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so that's good. Why I say the Loop is... That's the quote-unquote
right.
starting point.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. State Madison. Which, again, y'all, if you go down there, if you are tourists and you listen to here, go there.
Because, I hope they are.
Yeah, we really do hope they are. Yes. Go to that point because nobody goes there and, like, takes pictures by that. I feel like if I was a tourist, I'd be like, where's the starting point?
There's a Primark across the street, and they have the best deals. You can get, nobody, like, 10 shirts for $5.
You said nobody paying attention to the
nail. No one cares about
this
the
is
zero
State
point.
And Madison?
Yeah. There's a Primark right across. What do you mean?
Hold on, I'm very distracted by Dario moving his microphone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
You heard all the...
Yeah, it was like he took a plastic bag and just
crushed
rubbed
it, in your
it up
ears.
What's
yeah.
funny is that the people won't even hear that.
Oh, I think they will. I don't think there's any... I mean, unless your audience is 85 and older...
Yeah, I hope they don't. Yeah, no,
I had to. No,
I
you don't to. Have to. No.
Here we go. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about?
No one knows. No one knows.
You said
no. We were talking about McKinley Park, yeah. Center of Chicago, yeah, yeah. Near North, the rivers, something.
There's a debate about what the center of Chicago is
okay.
because
why
who is debating? It?
Yeah, it's people that are not us.
Okay,
basically.
So the
debate is that that's not the actual center of Chicago because they added O'Hare after that was already established, and it's like, but come on now, you know what I mean? Like, it makes up for it because there's a gap in between, which a lot of people don't realize. There's a gap in Chicago by O'Hare where Norridge, because that's not part of Chicago. Yeah, did you know that?
Yeah. I don't think I did.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so
to be honest, I don't think I care.
Yeah,
I
know.
No, no,
we
I
care because
even
we
know O'Hare was a community area.
Yeah, well, it's an airport. There's there
no,
people,
but people
live there.
People have to live there. For
people
it
live
to be
there.
A community
yeah,
area.
People live people there. Yeah,
at
yeah.
the airport.
I mean,
is
I guess
this like
do.
That Tom Hanks movie where the terminal.
Yeah.
I don't.
There's
anyway.
A lot of conspiracy theories about.
Okay.
History.
Yes, tell me some history in Near North.
Yeah, so here's the history in Near North. I gotta read this because somebody forgot my iPad.
Wow, it's your iPad. So it's your responsibility to remember.
Wow. Okay. Let's start off with some easy history here. The first non-settler. What the hell is going on here? Why does it keep? You see,
yeah.
Every time I scroll, it scrolls back up. The first non-permanent settlers were John Baptiste, Point du Sable, and his wife.
And his made-up name. Go know? On.
Made-up guy.
Is that your conspiracy? You believe in?
Sorry, go on.
It's
what
a
else
conspiracy.
You got?
Yeah. And his wife, Catherine, in 1789 is actually when they settled here in Chicago, which is Chicago at the time. Chicago. And do you know what that means? There's a bunch of different.
Something onions.
Onion, you're right.
Well, many have said wild onion, but then there are people like, no, what did it actually translate to?
Yeah.
What is it?
Wild onion.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah. It's so many different things. Basically, it stunk here is what it was. It was swampy and it stunk.
Yeah.
And
well,
onion
I mean,
was the translation.
They dumped dead kinda bodies
like,
in the
river. Kind of like being on the red line.
Chicago.
It's not onion that I'm smelling on the red line.
It's a mixture of everything.
Oh boy!
It's like ooh, depending on what time of day.
It could be
the 5 o'clock. You're coming home. It could be.
It could be the morning after that night. Everything that happened the night before.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we get it. We definitely get it.
Welcome to Chicago.
Do you know who the people who what two famous people were? Here's a fun fact: two famous people that were here even before John Baptiste Point du Sable were what came here.
Oh boy!
I don't know famous people that long ago.
You gotta think of Southwest suburbs.
Hey! Yeah. Look, I'm gonna give you a coin for that.
All right, go ahead.
Kanye,
get it out of your system.
Kanye,
you know what?
Bruh,
ladies and gentlemen,
Kanye.
The funniest comment of the day.
That was good. I
you said 1791.
I need to steal her away from you because she is amazing.
That was good. That
all right. Go ahead. Get it out of your system.
Jackie's Marquette.
This guy again.
Here we go again.
It's literally the same guy.
It hit me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And Louis, and that was given by Jacques Marquette and Louis Joliet.
A bunch of French words.
Yeah.
Considering he grew up not far from Joliet, I can't believe that he stumbled so hard on Joliet.
Yeah. But the other words.
Yeah. The other words, he made a good try at, and then he was like, forget it. By the time he gets to Joliet, he's like, I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to give it up. That's fantastic. Jeez.
That deserves some applause.
But please go on. Holy boy.
Joliet.
Okay.
So, for anyone who has not
listened
to the episode.
Don't worry. I'm going to play it back for him.
Okay.
Don't even worry. I'm going to clip that in for if you are wondering why we're laughing. This is deja vu. But I got it right this time.
It's deja vu all over again.
That was good.
That was a good
callback.
Wow.
They came here in 1673, 100 plus years before the boy came.
Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive came. They were just travelers and they didn't settle here. And if you know, they came from the east, right? And then kind of traveled and they were working their way up towards back around Lake Michigan. They were kind of like hanging around that area. So a nice little fun fact. The neighborhoods.
I didn't find that on a map.
Yeah.
It's Michigan.
Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Indiana.
I'm not going to let him give me directions to Galena anytime soon.
Galena.
Yeah.
Peru, Michigan.
Caro. Yeah. You're not giving me directions to Caro, Illinois.
Where the hell is that at?
Well, that's why I can't let you give me directions.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. Neighborhoods in this community area, the Gold Coast, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
River North, which we'll talk about. Magnificent Mile, again, those specifically we'll talk about. Mm. Washington Square, Old Town, Streeterville, Sono. Do you know what Sono is?
South North.
Yeah. South of North Avenue.
Wow. It's like Soho, but the opposite.
Sono. Of course, Chicago would come up with Sono.
I don't think anyone calls it
there's
that.
Nobody says it. New York.
Yeah, we were there.
Or NoHo?
Who cares?
Soho? Are you thinking of Soho?
You said there's no holes. There's a north of it and a south of whatever hole is.
Wow. You are on one this episode.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, Rush Street. This is. She is winning right now.
I'm not even. That wasn't even a joke. We went to it.
Okay, I get
that's
it.
That's where we ran into that guy does the Instagram.
That was North Houston.
Yeah, NoHo. It's literally called NoHo.
And then the last one is Cabrini Green, which we'll talk about that because I bet you a lot of people didn't realize that was near Northside.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, a lot of people consider that West Side, but
well,
we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. So I was wondering how we start out talking about the history here, and I feel this is a good starting point talking about William B. Ogden.
I love to talk about William B. Ogden.
Yeah, so here's some fun facts on him. The B stands for butler.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a fun fact.
That was.
This is me shaking my head. Yeah, Daria doesn't know what fun fact means.
People are like, Jesus, this is the least fun I've had.
Butler.
Brutal.
Butler.
Butler is fun to this guy.
William Butler Ogden moved to Chicago in 18...
It'd be like William Barney.
Yeah, stop it.
That would be funny.
Yeah, he moved to Chicago in 1836, was an investor in the Illinois and Michigan Canal, and then moved and worked on the railroads, ASMR, worked on the railroads. But we know him as the first mayor of Chicago. And do you know how long that term was?
8 years.
No.
9 years.
Do you know?
Oh, gosh. I got lost along the way.
He served one single term for 1 year.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Right. So back, Chicago mayors used to serve one-year terms. Mm-hmm. Crazy, right? Every year you'd have to go vote.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then they were like, you know what? One is too narrow. Mm-hmm. Let's make it two-year terms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
crazy, yeah. And then finally they got around to doing four-year terms until the dailies, and then it was like, we'll give them 50
whatever they want to have.
Right, years, yeah, stay as long as you want.
Do you know who preceded him, though, which is a fun fact? Kinsey. Kinsey, which was not a mayor. He was the president of, like, operations, you know, in the Chicago area.
Yep. Chicago's first murderer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Well, we can't talk about it right now. But yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Which, killed somebody and got covered up, Chicago style, even back in the day.
Yeah. Wow. And funny part about that is that was not Chicago. Back then, it wasn't, Chicago was not incorporated at that point.
so he got away with
it. It was just, Chicago actually was just a town instead of a city. Did you know Chicago was a town in became a town in 1833? It became a city in 1837. Boom. That's 1 point for me. 1 point for me.
Sad the drinks. That's
let him
what
have
it. Is.
I'll have it.
I'll take it. Here's the thing.
He's going to tell you that there are 4 stars on the Chicago flag.
I'm going to tell you that each point has a star. Has a meaning. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that.
Nice.
Here's why I started with Ogden. Right. He is the reason why we pretty much have a booming lakefront. Right. He kind of started the waterfront and kind of said, hey, look, let's make something out of Chicago, because he saw his family came. His family was here, right? He's a New Yorker. He came from New York, and all the land his family had, he was like, well, wait a minute, this is pretty good land. And he saw that real estate was starting to boom around the area. So he said, hey, why don't we make something of this, right? And wanted to basically industrialize the area. And
so you made Michigan Avenue?
Nope, but we'll get to that point. So I'm going to flow. I'm going to flow with that. Yeah. So he made
Go
Michigan
on, Terry,
Avenue.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm no, sorry she interrupted.
It's okay.
Go on.
It's okay.
Please.
So what he did was he took the lakefront, right? He took the lakefront and made it big. And what he did create was a canal around the bend of the north part of the Chicago River. And you know what came from that? Goose Island.
Oh.
Yeah. Goose Island, it came was a product of what he did, because he wanted to industrialize and make use of the water and the land right there. Mm-hmm. And so Goose Island came. And do you know why it's called Goose Island?
Because there's a lot of geese and it was the shape of an island.
You are not wrong.
You know what? That's not bad.
Straightforward
names. Shot in the dark, but
near North Side, Goose Island. Straightforward names. I like it.
Do you need to let Dario have a sip of his Sazerac.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get that. I thought y'all were going to keep on talking.
No, he's getting some crazy.
Do you know why it's called Goose Island?
Cotton mouth.
No, I'm drinking.
You know what? I don't. I don't know.
Let me take what is going on? Normally Sarah has the mic stand that you have.
I'm cutting you off. Yeah, you're cutting him off.
I didn't even have anything.
I'd like another drink.
You're the only one to say here. Here's why they call it Goose Island. Mm. Because when real estate and industry kind of did the uplift that they both were on the rise for, a lot of Irish folks around the time moved in. They were the workers that worked in these industrial parts of the near north side at the time, right? So Irish people moved in there. But they had a lot of geese, and they kept a lot of geese personally.
Oh, like as animals?
Yeah, okay. Animal for whatever reason.
For goose meat?
Yeah. And so that's why they called it Goose Island.
And it's an island, so you're absolutely right.
So you are actually right. Yeah.
You just missed the word Irish 7 times.
You did.
Like Dario said.
Yeah. Now, do you know this, though? Did you know this? Speaking of Mayor Daley, Mayor Daley made this the first protected industrial park in the city.
Which Mayor Daley?
The second M.
Okay.
Yeah, M. He made it Yeah. No, he didn't make
made?
It. He designated it, I
All
guess.
Right.
Yeah, no,
I like made it.
Yeah.
He made it that.
He made it. He made it.
And you know? Another Cesarac?
Another Cesarac for you.
I like Cesarac.
Well, we continue down near North Side and kind of talk about the history. The Chicago Fire, right? Chicago Fire, we know that, 1871. It destroyed a lot of things, but what it didn't destroy was the land in the area. So, again, this was prime real estate, so to say. And a lot of people, after the Chicago Fire, they moved and said, hey, we're rebuilding, like everybody else in the city was. They rebuilt. But Prairie Avenue, we talked about Prairie Avenue, and if you all remember, Prairie Avenue was once the place for the affluent Chicagoans, right? You know, you had, I mean, probably the biggest name was Pullman. You know, he was one of the...
I mean, Marshall Field issue with that.
Yeah, I mean, they were both...
You want to go Pullman Field? I will go Pullman Field all day.
They were boys, though.
Were they?
Yeah, they were. Pullman didn't like the house across the street. What is that house? It's
across the street from what?
He lived where he lived. He said the house was by the Clark House. What's the house by the Clark House? God, I'm going to... This is horrible. It's still in that area.
Yeah.
But
I'm drawing a complete blank.
Me too.
I know exactly. You know, I can picture it.
Yes.
So why didn't he like it?
Because he thought it was ugly. He thought it was ugly.
He just bought it. He had the money.
Right. Buy it, level it. Make it a side lot for your kids.
Well, this is what he did do.
He's got the scoop.
I do got the scoop. So they moved all those affluent people from Prairie Avenue. Moved from that area and moved to the lakefront when they said, hey, we got to rebuild the city anyway. Might as well.
Where was the lakefront at this point that you're talking about?
Not where it is today.
It was further inland.
Yeah. It was further in. So, which I was going to get to it, but I mean, you can talk about it now. It makes sense now. We'll come back to it, right? But yes, it was further inland.
By the way, there are 15 things we're going to come back to in case you're keeping count. Yeah.
It's like the biggest community area after. Well, Westtown? Is Westtown bigger?
No. We're Lakeview.
Is West Loop bigger?
No.
No.
No. No. No.
It all comes back to West Loop.
Yeah. But when those
Tops.
When those people moved, right, when they moved to the lakefront, you know what they created? They created the Gold Coast. That is how the Gold Coast came, right? The Gold Coast came, and that's where now a lot of people...
I feel like a lot of people that are not from Chicago live in the Gold Coast.
Yeah. So, fun fact about...
And the West Loop. And River North.
He throws fun fact around a lot. Let's get ready for it.
I do. Here's a fun fact brought to you by Chicago Municipality and Area Planning Map.
What?
Yeah, you know. Boom, boom. Here we go. 1.6 is the amount of people per household in the near north side.
That's very little.
34 is the average age of the people that live in the near north side. So point being is that there's a lot of single people out here. A lot of single people out in this area. So yes, this is where people come, to kind of like, you know, we Chicagoans know this is where people come. If this is your first time into the city, you come here and then you realize.
And then you realize, oh shit, there's cooler stuff outside of.
You realize like 6 months in, but you signed that 1 year lease.
You live in a one bedroom and you pay like $3,500.
Yeah. You realize there's more to it.
Yeah. If you're listening to this right now and that's you.
Sorry. No, not sorry. Not sorry. Shame on you.
You're an idiot.
Buy an Elkhart and look around the city. Or listen to 77 Flavors. Yeah.
Thank you.
You can learn about all the exciting stuff. I'm going to jump right in to tell you.
Please jump in.
So just south of North Avenue. So I talk about in one of my podcast episodes, I think October of 2020, Ghoulish Chicago. I talked about Lincoln Park and how it used to be the city cemetery.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So,
which there are still some cemeteries that you can see.
Well, right. A lot of the bodies, they realized at one point, like, oh, the cemetery is so close to the city. Bodies hadn't been buried very well, and they decided to move them to cemeteries like Rose Hill and Graceland Cemetery. But because of the Chicago fire, there were a lot of graves that did not get moved properly. So historians estimate there are between 10 and 12,000 bodies still buried in Lincoln Park in the cemetery area. So the zoo, all that stuff, bodies.
Yeah.
I wonder if the families know.
That's so long ago.
But south of North Avenue was the... You know what? It comes back to you and Sono. South of North Avenue was the Catholic cemetery. Mm. So the Catholic cemetery, again, was pulled up. A lot of people were moved, but a lot of people were not. The Archdiocese bought space there. The Palmer family had their mansion there. But a lot of bodies did not get pulled up. Right. And even as recently as the 1980s, they were digging up old land to build new houses, and it was like, oops, here's bodies.
We actually talked about that in the Linkin Park episode.
But, like, how, you can't even identify it.
Man, if we could identify dinosaurs and shit like that.
Are you going to exist
like birds? Come on.
Conspiracy.
Right?
These are not real dead bodies.
Birds are not real.
These are not real.
Yes. So, you know, hate to repeat anything your listeners have heard before.
It's good.
But they don't
this is all part of Near North. So one of the recent episodes I did was about an area called the Sands, which was the most, like, I mean, crazy debauchery, like killings and all the worst stuff in the world happened just on the north side of the river. And going back to William B. Ogden, at one point, I mean, just crazy. Shanties and prostitutes and, sex workers. And, you know, all the craziness that was going on. And William B. Ogden said, I'm going to buy land in this area. But the squatters would not leave. So he had to go to the mayor at the time and say, hey, I need some help. So the mayor actually put together a horse racing event to get all the degenerate gamblers to go to the horse racing event. And then they basically went in and like pulled all the shacks down so that they had nowhere to come back to. Yes.
Wow.
It was called The Sands, and the episode is called Hair Trigger Block. If you want to listen, Chicago History Podcast.
Plug it.
Yeah. Hair Trigger Block, debauchery and murder in Chicago. I just did it a couple weeks ago. Fascinating to me. By the way, the basis of where all of the debauchery was going on in Chicago is about where that tall building is with a guy's name on it. It's got five letters. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it's irrelevant, Drake. I think, the name.
No, not Drake. It begins with a T. Anyway, I don't remember. He might have been a president at one point. The point is, this is a nutty area.
I feel like had that's a lot fitting of, that building was right there, you know?
Thank you. A lot of crazy history.
So to your point about like the Sands.
I wasn't really making a point.
Yeah, no, but you did. You did.
Arbitrary speech.
Yeah. So we keep on moving along the coastline right there. Along the shoreline of Chicago here. Streeterville.
Oh, yeah.
Is almost directly tied into what you're talking about here with the Sands and everything. Streeterville comes from basically a sailor, a captain.
Sailor is generous.
Yeah, it's very generous.
A pirate?
He was basically a pirate.
Yeah, he's a guy with a boat.
Yeah, he's a guy with a, boat, George Streeter.
Who doesn't have a boat?
So here's So here's his story. Here's his story. I don't have a boat. Streeterville is derived from George Streeter, who had a steamboat in the area where Streeterville is now, and the squatters you were talking about, he saw, wait a minute, people are moving here, you know, and like, and this is good land. He said, well, shit, I am going to claim that I was here. I'm a squatter. This is my land. To the point, he said that this is not even Illinois. You can't kick me out. This is mine. And all because he wanted to own the land and be his own. He wanted to govern his own land. So he said that Streeterville, which is in Chicago and clearly in Illinois, he said, no, it's not. It went to court. They said, you're wrong. And get out of here. They let it still be named Streeterville.
Yeah, he claimed it as sovereign land.
Yes.
Wow.
And basically said, like, this is my domain.
This is mine.
White people, I tell
and
you.
And it was, I mean,
they've just been discovering land since the beginning.
We white people like to argue crazy
discover
stuff.
Discover things.
We like to discover things and argue crazy things.
Which is crazy because, like, you know, the fact that they even, I bet you at the time they were like, British. Do we have to go to goddamn court over this? Like, this is Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy. Yeah.
Is he a British pirate?
He was from Plainfield, Illinois.
Louis Joliet.
Dragged.
I don't know a lot of people from Plainfield, Illinois, but this sounds like Dario.
If you are listening in Plainfield, Illinois, I cannot back you up on this. This would be some shit y'all would do. Knowing y'all for all those years. 1920, the Michigan Avenue Bridge was formed, was built, and what that did was...
It was made of clay.
Yeah. Somebody just sitting there
molding. Like a ghost.
Somebody just sitting there.
Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze is reaching past Demi Moore, forming. Go on, sorry.
So it was formed. No, it was built. But now what that did was it actually... gave people more reason to build around that land. So you had shops. Everything you see now, that was the start of it right there, mm-hmm. like for Michigan Avenue.
I didn't realize that at some point you couldn't just cross the bridge.
Right. It made no sense. Like, you just couldn't.
What did you do?
There weren't nice bridges. They were, rickety. Small yeah. and yeah, rickety. Yeah, yeah. But, you had to get, you had to find a way across.
Think about it. It was the 20s, so it wasn't. Yeah. 1950s is when the Mag Mile was started. Now, here's the thing. Good and a lot of bad, because what it did was, it was started, obviously, the people are booming there and more on. Now that you got access to it, let's pull more shops, and it made it more. You won't hear it in post.
No, no, go on.
Yeah.
It sounds like people are throwing dishes.
Yeah, right.
At each other
like
here.
We can hear everything live, yeah. but when it's done, you can't hear. But a lot of shops and everything you know right now, it started building. That's where Mag Mile came from.
In the '50s, you said?
Yes, in the '50s, but it was part of Chicago's urban renewal, which. Long story short, pushed out people or encompass what I mentioned earlier, Cabrini Green, which is not a neighborhood, but it was a neighborhood way back in 1942 all the way to 2011 when the last building was deconstructed. So what happened was they knew that this was a booming land, right? And it just kept spreading beyond Michigan Avenue, right? And again, keep in mind now, this is still in near north. Cabrini Green was in near north. Technically, and they started building around it, houses and homes around it that were good homes. And Cabrini Green was a project housing, was meant to be for good, right? It was meant to be for good. We all know here in Chicago, it was not. It was what we consider the projects, right?
Sure.
Probably one of the most prominent projects here in Chicago. So what they did was, in this part, I don't want to say this, but Mayor Daley commissioned the deconstruction, the demolishment of some of the buildings right when they knew the Michigan Avenue and the near north side was actually starting to boom. He demolished. I don't want to say it because I want to speak bad.
It is what it is.
He shut it down, right? The city shut that down, right? And that's how the Cabrini Green apartments got shut down. Now, that was supposed to be replace, and they were supposed to take the displaced people and move them out somewhere. It didn't happen. We know that didn't happen. It's still something that is, if you are here in Chicago, you know that they owe us, you owe us and a lot of the people that you displaced. 2011 was the last building demolished. And that's, that's only yesteryear. That's 11 years ago from the time of this podcast. That is not too far off from when they demolished. They sent these people packing, basically. You know what I mean? Which is a sad thing about Cabrini Green, because it almost got a bad rep.
But did they replace the high rises with mixed use affordable housing, or did they put a Target there?
So yeah, combination of both.
I mean,
it was a combination of both. They did put mixed use there, right? But who could afford the mixed use?
Well, and based on the numbers of people that were in Cabrini Green compared to what they replaced it with, it's like
It was a horrible give take. You know what I mean? Like it's one of
but
those.
Target.
But
is that the Gothic Target? That's
No. Oh. Gothic Target is by the
zero. By Primark. Everybody knows that.
By Primark. By 00. But by Primark. Now we can't look at Primark.
I gotta buy T-shirts now.
Yeah, we're gonna look at Primark like damn it.
Ten T-shirts for $5.
Yeah, they are good. That is
are they? They're like sweatshop.
That's a European company.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Even the young kids in sweatshops would be like, this is crap.
this is
I'm not going to.
I can't condone
don't
this.
Don't buy this.
No, I can't condone
it. I wouldn't wear it.
Yeah, no.
Personally, I wouldn't wear it.
So that's a little bit about Cabrini Green. Don't want to end on that note.
Yeah, thanks for bringing this down.
Yeah. No, don't want to end. I will bring it back up. You got something?
That's what she said.
No.
That's
it.
I will bring it back.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
that's,
oh. I was like, it's a light bulb. Button,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's light blue. Yeah. Fun fact.
Again,
I know y'all love it.
You throw that around.
And
a little too loose.
Here's the thing.
That's what she said.
So River North is one of the neighborhoods in here, and most Chicagoans don't go to River North. I don't.
Do you?
No, we don't. you want overpriced.
Yeah. I'm 30 years too old for that.
You've been, look, dude, I think you, the moment
and
you
I'm
do
only 35. The, oh, so go on.
The moment you do it once in River North, you're too old. Yeah. Like, so you only need one experience to know I spend way too much money.
Way too much.
Anyway, but here's the thing. So they have this. I didn't know this. There's Little Sicily, which was kind of like coined down there. And I did some research on what is Little Sicily in River North, right? And it was the home to the first Italian Roman church here in Chicago.
Hmm. What?
Yes. Yep. it was. Yeah, my bad.
It seemed like it got louder.
It did. Yeah. Well, my coins are louder. Okay.
they're more valuable than our coins.
Yes.
Than Sarah's coins.
I don't ever get
How
coins.
How dare you?
You do get
I get
coins.
Like a coin every four.
You
episodes.
Should get coins all the time.
I agree.
You get.
Agree.
You got a coin this
I'm
episode.
The comic relief. Of
Your
this
man
episode.
Don't treat you right.
Bruh. This is a whole lot. Of,
I get bruhs a lot. Oh. I get the bang noise.
Oh, but never coins.
I got that a few times.
Dario.
I mean, you could tell who controls the voice. It's meaningless now. It doesn't even matter. It's like buying me flowers after I've asked you to buy me flowers. Right. It's irrelevant.
Y'all not going to do this to
no,
me.
No, no, no. It's worse. It's like you say you should buy me flowers, and he goes, can I borrow $20 to buy you flowers?
He goes
it's even
here,
worse.
And
yeah.
then clicks it. Yeah. What am I going to do with
yeah.
that?
Yeah, and then he asks you to go pick him up. I'm like, wait a minute.
This is preposterous. Terrible.
He does like jewel pickup, and then I have to go and give him my card number.
He's like, I bought you flowers with your money, but you had to go pick him up. That's just, with
it's under the name Dario.
Sorry. Yeah.
Make it personal.
Yeah.
Anyway, the name of that church was Assumption. Now, here's the thing with that. It had a mandate that all the Italians from Lake Michigan all the way to the Mississippi River had to go to that church.
Had to go to that
church? It was a mandate. It was a mandate.
Who was enforcing the mandate? God?
The Italian Romans. they were.
Classic
they were
Italians.
You know? But in true
enforcing
Chicago
things.
Fashion, we were like,
no.
No. So what do we start doing? Start building more churches.
Yeah. I'd be like, here, church across the street, I'm going there. Yeah. Fuck you.
It's literally what they did.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be the energy that I would bring.
Wow.
That's literally what they did. They there built other parishes and...
Some energy.
That's how we do it, Tommy.
I would also film myself in the church and then send it to them.
You would do that? They had film like this. You would.
That's fine.
I'd
that's
like
fine.
To get a
whatever.
Copy of that, please.
whatever you need to do.
Those are the fun facts that I have.
Wow.
That's the history
that
of...
That was a lot of fun facts.
You know what? You crushed it.
I did.
Holy cow.
You know? No, I'm not going to do it.
No. You get no more coins. You get no more coins until Sarah gets coins.
Thank you.
She Sarah gets coins. What do you
Let's go back and listen to every single episode. That's your task for this week. Listen to every single episode and find all the coins that I've ever gotten.
I want you to put together a tally sheet of times you gave yourself coins or guest coins and then Sarah coins.
Y'all,
honestly, it's sad.
I didn't give myself coins for like the first 50 episodes.
That is not true.
They're so going to break up tonight.
Over a coin.
Oh my gosh. I feel bad.
Over
that I
imaginary coin.
Unpack
I feel
all
so
these.
So bad. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, we're going to go to break and then we're going to talk about some food. We can talk about food. Let's get ready.
Hey, welcome to this portion of this episode brought to you by Choose Chicago.
Hey.
Where did we go this week? Fadega.
Fadega.
Fadega. Like bodega, but they sell pho.
Pho with a P-H-O.
Correct. As opposed to...
It's one of them words that always trip your boy up.
Pho.
Spelling B, I'd be like, pho.
You know what's really dope about this place is it's a play on word for the word bodega, right? And they actually, when you're going in, it says, things we do sell, lighters, batteries. They actually have paper towels. You can buy that in store.
Wow.
It's this really cool shop. You can get these items, obviously not in large quantities, but their food is incredible.
Yeah, the food
and they
was
have
smacking.
Two locations, one in Wicker Park and one in Pilsen. What did we have today? Do you remember?
We had one of the best
sandwiches
ever.
How would you describe it?
I would describe it as like an Italian beef.
I was just gonna say that.
But like the meat is a little bit different, but
right.
the flavor is out of this world, y'all.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Honestly, it's a smaller sandwich.
Right.
And if you are hungry, don't share. Because this thing is really good. It comes with like a little dip.
Yeah, it's called the Viet Dip. And it's their take on an Italian dip. It's their take on the Italian dip.
Okay.
It's thinly sliced ribeye, cilantro, onions, jalapeno, and fresh bread with a side of fajou.
Not all jus.
To dip in. Yeah. And you can get it with fries for an extra $3. They also have a spicy chicken banh mi, which is house marinated fried chicken, hot sauce, cilantro, jalapenos, and a cucumber on French bread. We also got the combo, chicken rice combo.
That combo.
Which is half fried chicken and half...
regular chicken. Baked.
It's chicken poached with ginger and scallions.
Poached chicken.
Yes.
Interesting.
With ginger and scallions. Okay. And it came with that broth, with the ginger and the scallion broth.
Very good.
So good.
Let me talk about it. Now, here's the thing. The chicken, fried chicken was so good.
It was so good.
That they knew that they could sell the fried chicken skin by itself. That's how good this is.
Oh, yeah. You could get the fried chicken. Just the skin.
Yeah, yeah. But give the chicken.
We also tried the combo egg rolls, which is we got two shrimp, two pork, and it was really good. The shrimp is just one long shrimp.
Yep, that's what she said.
I don't know.
Oxymoron.
Maybe it's a
anyway.
What's the bigger shrimp?
No,
I forgot.
It's a monster.
No, stop it.
Anyway, the food. the shrimp. The shrimp was good.
Yeah, and what we ordered, it came with three of their house sauces. They make a garlic ginger, a variation of a soy sauce, and then this like sweet and spicy sauce.
Yeah, which the food is so good, you don't even really need the sauces. The sauces,
it just elevates it.
Yeah, it does, but you don't need it. That's how good this food is.
Right, it's so delicious. Their menu is pretty concise, which I love. You know me. They have three different pho's, two different kinds of chicken rice, or a combo, two sandwiches, and then, five appetizers.
Yeah, that's enough.
Pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward. Like it. Tastes good. Y'all go check it out. You said Wicker Park.
There's one in Wicker Park and one in Pilsen.
Okay.
Let me give you that location. It's 1547 North Ashland Avenue or 1800 South Jefferson Street.
Perfect. Y'all go check it out while I finish watching this Bears game. And back to the episode. Peace.
Welcome back.
That's the remix, y'all.
Go ahead. That song's going to haunt my dreams. I love it.
It's not even a song. It's like a 35-year-old lady going.
Yeah, I love it.
With the jazz hands.
Yeah, it's like a Golden Girls transition
for
song.
Sure. Yeah. For sure. She has like lime green leggings on.
Wait, oh, wow. Jesus.
I'm just saying.
Now you're talking. You're talking my speed.
That's your vibe?
Yeah.
Everybody got a type? Everybody got a type?
Chartreuse outfits.
Listen. What do they say in the jungle? The
lion sleeps at night.
The slower gazelle is the easier one to take down. Come on,
hey, let's go.
You're gonna cut that out, right?
No, we keep it.
I got coins. Look at that. I got coins.
He gets a coin for the rapey comment, and I get no coins.
Listen, for the record, and I'm telling you guys way too much. I think it was 2004 or 2005. There was a cougar. I kid you not.
An actual animal,
physical cougar that was in Roscoe Village.
Okay.
Really?
It was, you can look it up. It was in the history. And so my immediate joke, because I'm a hacky comedian myself, was I've taken down plenty of cougars in Roscoe Village. There was such a delay. Those of you only listening to audio, I had to make Dario give me coins.
At least you got a coin.
Your boy was scratching his leg.
Were you so horrified by that? Hold on. Our drinks are here.
Yeah, we got our drinks here, y'all. Yeah.
Like you guys need them. I mean,
hold on.
How dare you? All day.
Getting turned up on the podcast?
All right. Do you remember what you ordered there, funny boy?
What is this? The Manhattan, Kentucky?
Something fisting something.
Wow.
Our guy, it's the Montucky Handshake. It's the Montucky Cold Snack Lager and one shot of Greenbrier Bourbon.
Hey.
And it is being expertly poured.
Yeah, right now.
From the perfect height.
Yeah.
Into the pint glass. Oh my gosh!
This is a marvelous.
This guy is amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
So you take the shot after?
I can't look away. You can take it whenever.
Oh,
We're going to do it Boilermaker
yeah,
style.
Yeah.
We're
gonna you going to dump it in there?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm about to say, we ain't got enough space.
No. You drink down a little bit and then drop it in there.
Oh my gosh. So this is the food portion.
I like
portion.
This guy so much.
Oh, yeah. This is, welcome back to the food portion of the episode.
Holy cow. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Like Tommy's drunk.
What?
Hitting on our waiter.
No, no, we hit. We good. I almost said.
Dare you.
We hit.
You're the only one for me. Dario. I mean, Sarah. Oh, awkward.
Don't.
No.
I saw your hug outside.
Nah, it's
true.
That was special.
It was a good hug.
It was fun to see Tommy again.
I like my Dario time. All right, where were we?
Anyway.
Are we talking about history or are we going to jump into food?
We're going to jump into the food.
Yeah. All right.
So today we are at Chicago Q.
Hey, I never heard of this place.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hey.
Oh,
cheers.
Yeah.
Get it.
Which is an upscale barbecue. Oh,
oh
he drank the whole shot.
Yeah. Oh, so Dario jammed it down his gullet like frat boy.
Wow.
I'm gonna savor this shot.
Oh, yeah. I did not.
That's okay.
I'm about to be lit on this one.
Yeah, you are.
About to be.
The only thing that makes Dario drunk is shots.
That's the only thing.
And his own ego. He's drunk on his own ego.
Drunk on my own power. No.
This little board.
That's the this board is. This board is power.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Is
you're imagine. That guy who doesn't give up the TV remote, right?
Oh.
Are you
I sleep with it in my hand.
Yeah. Yeah. She tries to pry your fingers off of it, and you're like, I'm watching that. Like, you're asleep. I'm not asleep.
Sarah, no, I probably I'm fall asleep before eyes. I even realize what's going on.
Yeah, but the things that are yours are yours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here
you
we
know
go.
What I mean?
Do you have a room at home with a lock on the door?
No,
like,
no.
Don't
no
go in
lock.
There.
No lock, but I know better than to look through.
These the, people gonna you know think that I'm like
As
some
we
kinda
get
like
to know more about the serial killer known as Dario.
No.
Sarah and I are gonna have a whole new podcast.
Like,
and I'm the feature on
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Like Sarah and Tommy fell in love after Dario came out as a serial killer. I would listen to that podcast. Right? Oh my god.
That'd be horrible.
I'm gonna start writing it today.
We just start a mock one. Just
a mock cast.
Mock nothing. It is a straight up podcast.
This is real, huh?
Sorry, where are we today, Sarah?
Chicago Q.
Chicago Q. There you go.
Thanks,
Tommy. I gave you coins, baby.
Thank you.
There you go.
Which is like an upscale barbecue restaurant.
Yeah.
It's meant to, the vibe of it is meant to mimic like a nice southern restaurant. They exclusively play country music.
So exclusively.
That's your thing. It's been like, my sister is like a country music person.
Really?
Summer? Isn't that weird?
Summer?
No, but here's why. She's a Gen Zer, and so for them, it's like alternative.
Oh,
it's wow. like the way Fall Out Boy was for my millennial generation.
This
for
is
her,
the second podcast
like
in a row
we did. She thinks she's being edgy, but she's going to listen to this and she's going to fucking hate me.
So to fill in people, Chicago Q is on Dearborn, just south of Division, in Near North. We're sitting in this gorgeous room with a skylight.
Yes.
I'm taking over your
please do.
Wow.
Way different than Sarah was describing.
Yeah.
She just went off for about two minutes on her sister.
Yeah, you were like, Chicago Q, I hate my sister. Like, jeez. That does not.
I don't hate her, but I reached the point
there's
where
a butt.
It's like...
Did you hear the butt? Let's talk about your sister's big butt. What about your sister do you not like?
I've reached the point.
Did she get more attention than you as a kid? Oh.
No.
She said that confidently.
She said no so fast.
No. I got the most attention out of my siblings.
Yeah.
I was the oldest. My mom and my dad took pictures of me at every turn. Like, I would turn my head, they would take a picture.
Yeah.
Like, I was
classic
that
first
child.
Kid.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I played all the instruments. I played all the sports. All
right, calm down.
You know? My sister basically raised herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
this does not reflect well on your parents. They were all about
well,
you and
my dad
and they ignored-
was dead, so...
Jeez.
He couldn't do much.
Wait, where's the?
Yeah, I got womp, you. Womp. I know, I got you.
Is there a,
well, hold on, this one.
No, he wants that one.
I want like a. Womp, womp, womp. Oh, now that's not appropriate for a dead dad. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. Jeez.
I mean, it's fine. It's been forever.
Oh, so it makes it easier.
You're a little
heartless. Oh my god. So you hate your sister and you don't care that your dad is dead.
Isn't wow. Somehow we talk about food. This portion.
Chicago
Q. Yeah.
Is just south of Division on Dearborn.
And it's they've been here for 10 years. They opened, a little over 10 years. They opened in 2010. And
12 to be exact.
12 years. And the chef.
Somebody's a math major. Okay.
I studied business.
Yeah.
You talking about me?
Oh. Wow.
We the ones drinking that, dude.
I'm a little tipsy. I just had literally just water and a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And the chef, Art Smith, if you don't know who he is a judge on Pitmasters.
Mm.
He's been on Top Chef. He's done a bunch of shit. I think he has a James Beard.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He's a
or at
very
least a beard. It may not be a James Beard. It may be
a regular
full on facial
no,
hair.
No, I don't think he has a beard.
Oh,
no,
really? He's clean shaven, but has a James Beard.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not hip to all your restaurant lingo, but I will make all my hacky middle aged dad jokes.
He's clean shaven.
Keep it moving along.
But has a James Beard.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
No, don't ever repeat that. Jesus.
It's on the internet.
I'm embarrassed for myself.
Somebody gonna run it back.
Take the board and run with it.
How would you describe this place?
Well, no, I think you did a great job. It's I would say it's a little more upscale.
Yeah, for sure. I've never had a barbecue at a place with this energy.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dario rarely takes you to places with cloth napkins. What? So that had to be weird.
Come on out.
Yeah. It's different.
Yeah. The menu does not have pictures of the food on it. So that had to be weird. You were like, Dario, how do I know what I'm ordering?
What are hot links? Yeah.
I have to read?
I can't
just point at the picture and go,
ugh. That's the fanciness of it. That's the fanciness.
Fancicity.
This place has an outdoor patio that is very unassuming that it's a barbecue.
Yeah, it literally
joint.
Looks not like a
barbecue. We pulled up, and when we got out of the car, we walked. We were like, is this the spot?
We're also not dressed like we should be here.
I mean, I don't feel, I feel like this
okay,
is.
Okay, for the record, we were until you spilled how much sauce all over your white blouse?
No one saw it for the whole episode. Okay.
I'm sure Tommy is.
I mean.
There it is.
You guys can all picture it, even the audio only picture. It looks like she was involved in a mob killing.
But it's because I tried to eat some of the beans and then they fell.
It's precisely after she talked shit.
Yeah, but you weren't using a spoon. You tried to scoop it up with your hand.
No, I didn't. It was a fork.
The bean juice dripped through your fingers.
I would never.
In my mind,
you never spill the beans.
In my mind.
You would never spill the beans? Yeah.
Oh.
See,
you don't get coins.
Don't laugh at that.
No, I'm not.
That wasn't even my joke.
No,
he just
it was horrible.
Gave it to himself.
No, it was horrible. He was so excited to hit that rim shot.
He was. So
excited.
He said the joke twice. I ignored it the first time. And then he said it again.
Excited.
And then gave himself that little.
We got to let him have every once in a while.
Let me do it.
So, no, this is. I got to tell you, I like this place quite a bit. I highly recommend it. Tell me what you thought of the what was the sandwich you got, Dario?
The pit. It comes with prime brisket, pulled pork, hot link, slaw, and mild sauce. Yeah.
Let's talk about that hot link.
Yeah, let's talk about the hot link.
Holy cow!
So
it's
y'all,
hot.
Yeah, it's hot and it is very reminiscent of another famous hot link here, Lim's Barbecue over there in Chatham, which we just featured last episode. Very, very good hot link, and to the point it made me question. I'm like, where did you make this? And they told us, our waiter told us that they make it here, which is an absolute great thing that they do. If they really,
yeah. I thought you were going to say it's an absolute lie.
No.
I really did. I was like, oh, he's going to call him out.
I see the Lim's bag.
You know,
right
stop
there.
It. Just stop. Stop. No, they did. No, come on now. Look, Rob is the manager. We talked. I don't want him to think that
they do all the dry rubs here, all the smoking here. Everything is done here.
Which is so. Here's the thing. Here's the reason why it's shocking to me, because if you judge a book by its cover, you definitely would look at this place and be like,
this is not about to be good.
Yeah, this is not going to be a good barbecue.
Like, it's not about to be sloppy. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I imagine barbecue, I'm thinking I need to get shit on my shirt. You know what I mean?
And you did a lot of it.
It's that good.
It's an embarrassing amount, quite frankly. I think your dry cleaner is going to be angry with you for the mess that you made. So let me ask you this, Dario.
Yes.
The brisket
yeah.
in your sandwich.
How would you describe
how
it?
How would you describe it?
First of all, I want
to. One word.
I want.
If
listen,
you had one word,
listener,
Sarah, what do you think his one word would be?
Tender?
No. Listener, I want you to know. I want you to know how big of a setup this is right now. I want y'all to know that I do use the word tender. Y'all know this because it's the only word that I can convey yeah. how
that
I feel.
Gamey. And those are the two yeah. adjectives yeah. relating to yeah. If it's bad, it's
we're
gamey.
Gonna,
if it's good, it's tender.
We're going to get him that word of the day calendar that he's always asked for.
A tender. Y'all know what I mean by
but
tender.
He only wants it to say tender every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then one day it's going to say gamey.
Gamey. Yep. One day of the week.
If it's a picture of a chicken. A gamey chicken.
Listen, leave him alone. Look at this handsome guy.
He doesn't
come on.
Need to know words.
You know,
he doesn't need
he's
words.
He's too pretty.
Yeah. Look, go I'm on. That frat boy.
So the brisket.
The brisket was good. It was gay. It was tender.
He almost said gamey.
See? He's got two words in his... he's got two words locked and loaded at any time.
No, but it was really good. It was really good. It was, you know, again, I, you know, judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you will greatly miss out on this restaurant. Yeah.
And you did, so they gave us three sauces.
Yes, so they gave us three sauces, which was spicy, mustard, and then sweet, like a sweet sauce. I had the sweet.
They're all barbecue.
Yeah, all barbecue. Yeah. I had the sweet. You got the same thing, but you had the hot sauce on there first.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we questioned, this is what kind of spurred the conversation of, where's this hot link from? You know, like this hot link is taken over. Because yours was spicy, the sauce you had was spicy, sauce I had was sweet, but we both were like, this hot link is pretty.
Yeah, the hot link had a kick, and the spicy sauce like amped it up quite a bit, where I was like immediately sweating.
Yeah, you pointed out too, though, that if you look at the hot link, it had the spicy. You could see all the spices.
Yeah,
in the
I cut it open. I was like, "Ooh, look at that!"
And look, reason why we like laboring on this hot link is because it was that good. Like,
yeah,
it was honestly that good. And y'all know y'all listen to this podcast. I
Darn's
love
a hot sausage, guys.
Here's your goddamn coin.
Oh, I thought he was going to go. That's what she said. So to
I tricked
have,
y'all.
Right. So to have on this sandwich. The hot link on top of the pulled pork, brisket, the slaw, the sauce. I mean,
I thought it was going to be a lot, and it definitely was.
It was. It
That's
was.
What.
That's what she said. No.
That.
But it wasn't like I had a bite of your sandwich, and it was. I feel like the coleslaw is great because the hot link is spicy, and then that's a little cool. The brisket is tender, and. Everything was just like it works together. I thought like it wouldn't work all these different kinds of styles of meat.
I didn't even really taste the coleslaw, if I'm being honest.
Well, okay, to be fair, the coleslaw was smaller than I expected.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't terrible.
Right.
And it was a little bit off to the side. They didn't put it on the top, which normally I appreciate, but I got a lot of slaw.
Right.
Sides?
Yeah.
Right.
So
every sandwich you order comes with a side.
Yep.
And you can get fries, coleslaw, cornbread, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese,
fries.
Veggies, or an additional hot link. And you got baked beans,
With smoked brisket baked beans. So yeah, it also had the brisket in there, which was very good.
Oh. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, it's very good. The beans were like the sweet. I don't know. You have barbecue, you got to have baked beans. I'm sorry. It's just, and if you're black, you got to have spaghetti.
Don't I know it?
Do you?
Don't I know it?
Do you know it?
Well, of course I know it, which is why I got fries.
Okay.
They don't have spaghetti here.
But to be fair, you got through your sandwich and you were like, I'm full.
Yes.
I can't even eat my beans. And I was like,
right.
You got three forms of meat on there.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And you know, and
I'm going to pull that button.
But it was, it's so much after, you know, you go through that.
Really good
it was quite filling.
It's really hard to go through everything and finish it off, man. So, but meat, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, because you get a sizable portion of your side. Like,
very generous.
And that sandwich is $23 with the side. So that's
worth it. To me, that's worth it.
I agree.
I mean, because you got a lot of fries. You got a lot of macaroni
and
cheese.
Did I say I was buying?
You sure did.
What the?
And we about five shots in.
Oh,
five drinks
boy.
In.
This is expensive podcast.
No, this, I think this was good. It's worth it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is a great value.
Yes.
And drinks, I mean, Let's talk drinks.
Well, let's talk about Sarah's.
Well,
burger.
I got the burger. I got the Q burger, which is sliced brisket, cheddar, spring mix, caramelized onion, and then two patties.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like there's a layer of brisket, two patties, cheese, spring mix, and caramelized onion.
Again,
right?
It was. I literally had three bites of that burger, and I couldn't.
Oh no! I was watching also because the whole time. Is that weird?
Bruh.
That's what it is. It's also because they brought chips and pickles start off, which they're homemade pickles and homemade chips.
Homemade
and,
pickles.
Yeah, those pickles that we had in the beginning.
Yeah,
those are
I don't know who's
pickles.
Home, but they were great.
Somebody's
Wait,
home.
Yeah. Who home?
Art.
Art.
Art. It might have been Art's, right?
Art's making pickles
how
in
you
the back.
How do you like home make a pickle? You take
how
a cucumber?
How do you think pickles are made?
Yeah.
It comes with cucumber.
Yeah, but who make, like, what do you think?
Do you think they're only made
in
factories?
Look at y'all. Look at y'all.
Wow,
at the same time. Twinsies.
Then, what, I guess I never heard homemade.
It's just vinegar. Okay. And then, like, pickling spices, like, whatever, mustard seed.
I mean, you say that as if we are not 79 episodes in and I am a cook.
But
you said, but this is common knowledge.
I mean, I thought it was.
What happened to him?
I thought it was.
Look, I cannot be the only one out there that'd be like, that's how you make a pickle.
All right. You know what? For the record, Sarah has nailed how to make a pickle. I can think of at least.
I've made pickles. There are some in the fridge that I've made.
Oh.
What?
I mean.
Really?
Yes. There's carrot pickles, onion pickles,
this is weird to find about
pickles.
This on the podcast right
Do you
now.
Not go in your own fridge?
He does not.
I don't.
You know what? He will go in the fridge. If it's not immediately
Let's
in front of
him. Let's talk about
Dario.
You can go, Dario.
If it's not immediately in front of him, he does not see it.
Right.
It
so he just thinks that any pickle has the word cloth.
First of all,
nearby.
I'm not going to let you take this man, take me down as a man.
I'm not taking you down as a man.
No.
I'm stating fact. That
this is true.
Anyway, you can make pickles.
I feel like it's also almond.
And these pickles were made probably here in the restaurant quite easily. And they were delightful.
They were fantastic.
Yeah.
They
were.
And you're not even a pickle guy.
I'm not. I'm not. Not since, the fourth grade.
They're really good. They're like sweet. They're very sweet. They're not like, they're sliced into.
Like dill pickle?
No, they're not. I don't think they're dill.
I feel like they were dill pickle.
He's a pickle expert in the last 30 seconds. He's
now
like,
he knows what
let
a dill
me step
is.
In.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you about pickles.
I think it's a dill.
It might have been a gherkin at one point. Like, oh, really? Okay, Dario. Jesus. Yeah. The pickle king of Chicago has stepped into Chicago Q. Jesus. Come on, Dario.
I mean,
stay in your lane.
I will.
Anyway.
Tinder.
Stay in your tender lane. That's the name of a movie you made in the 90s.
Tinder lane.
Your all-male cast. So what was your side?
I was going to say, I got the mac and cheese.
And how was it?
It was really good.
You barely got to it.
I barely got to it.
And
I don't want to talk
gonna,
about the rest.
You were going to take it home, and then what happened?
I knew he was going to go there.
I knew he was going to.
I knew he was going to do it.
Right. He doesn't even know what my side is if it weren't for that part of the story.
Oh, you know what? It's probably true. okay, if they didn't have mac and cheese. Oh, so for the record, hold on. We didn't even talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Dari and I were going to split a starter. Mm-hmm. It was going to be the Creole fried alligator with a Creole remoulade. I was so excited.
Right.
And we said it to our guy, and he went,
all out.
We're out of alligator.
I feel like you just opened. How are you?
I mean, I feel like alligator season was probably booming. It was hot this season.
Was it?
You know what?
Florida.
I don't know when alligator season is.
It's probably now. Swamp.
Do they die? Yeah.
Swamp. I mean, think about it. Florida. Where you get alligator from?
I don't know.
Got to be Florida.
Wasn't there one in like the pond in Lake?
That was a Chance the Snapper.
Yeah.
Hyde Park.
Hyde Park.
A Humble Park.
Yeah, I hope they're not putting that on the menu.
Humble Park alligators.
Jeez. What just happened here? So anyway, I was a little disappointed.
You'd rather
about that,
have a Florida alligator?
You know what?
With the oranges.
You know why? Because they're more tender.
Yeah.
Hey,
so there you go. There's your callback. Thank you.
That was good.
Coins.
That was good.
Wow.
Coins.
That
was good.
I like coins. All right, let's talk about drinks.
Coin.
Or
coin. Coin. It's amazing.
That's not the song.
Look at it. Whatever the other.
Let's talk about drinks.
Yeah.
Drink. Sarah, what did you have to drink?
I had a Diet Coke with grenadine and two cherries.
Hey, oh,
two cherries. Okay.
Slow down, lady.
Two cherries.
Dario, what haven't you had? I feel like that'll be a smaller list.
Let's see.
Hold on. I'm going to give you the sheet.
Here's the thing. Here's,
so you can work your way through.
I tell you, it's a lot. Here's what I did have. Sazerac. So at first I was going, y'all know me. It's only two drinks I'm going to get here, right? It's either the old fashioned or whatever rendition they have here. Or the Sazerac. I started to order the old fashioned, which is $18. I really don't understand why.
It's because it's a 10-year bourbon.
Right. I was going to say. They're using the fancy bourbon.
It's an Eagle Rare 10-year bourbon.
You know what? Next time we come back, I'm going to buy you that.
They're actually here. They're known for their bourbons and their whiskeys. They have very hard-to-find bourbons and whiskeys. They collect them.
That makes sense. So which you can definitely tell in what we did have, the Sazerac. Excuse me. There we go. Y'all drink up. Take a shot, y'all.
Every time Dario burps on the podcast,
Take a shot. I love Sazeracs, and this was very good. What'd you think?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, it was for me, it was
served in a coupe glass, which was a presentation was fantastic.
I love that.
Yeah.
And immediately when it came to the table, Tommy and I both smelled it and was like, okay, the smell of it alone. Was just but I feel like we've had I've had Sazeracs before where you don't it doesn't come off that strong of a smell right off the top. I mean, that one I smelled it from a distance. I was like, holy shit.
As he was setting it down, it was like, oh, it's a little bit of heaven.
Yes, it was. Which, and also the cool thing is maybe it's a placebo, I don't know, Tommy, but in the glass that it was served in, I felt like I got more Sazerac. I felt like it was more. Typically, it's served in a whiskey glass, and you don't get a lot of Sazerac because it's that strong. Did you feel like it was you got more volume?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
You know what? It is a good question.
Yeah.
Let me ponder.
Okay. Yeah, think about that. Here's the thing. I feel like it was more. I feel like I got more Sazerac, which is something I like because you don't get a lot. With Sazeracs, you got to sip slow. That's the point of it. You know what I mean? Because it'll hit you real hard real quick.
Would you say the word of the day is tender or Sazerac?
Sazerac at this point.
Good.
Yeah, Sazerac. The liquor started to kick in.
He's doubled down.
Here's the thing. Sarah's right. Sarah's right about the shots. Look at it.
Yeah.
Sarah's right about the shots.
Drunk. What was the second drink you had?
Oh, I had the, it's called the Risky Paloma.
Yeah.
And it's called the Risky Paloma. So normally a Paloma is tequila, grapefruit, a little bit of lime, maybe some simple syrup, maybe not. But this Paloma was made with the Tin Cup Rye, which is why it's called the Risky Paloma. Delightful.
Really?
Yeah. I think the grapefruit flavor really came through. Now, you actually had a little taste of it. What did you think of it? Did you immediately taste the grapefruit, or did you taste another wildly different fruit?
By now, y'all know that when Tommy lined me up like that, you know he set me up for something.
Set up, yeah.
Look, I tasted a pineapple or peach.
No, yeah, you're right.
You were ready.
I tasted. Yeah, we're
said
yeah.
Peach.
He's like, I taste peach. I'm like,
y'all,
are you
taste
crazy?
Like,
they're not even close.
I taste the peach.
And you're
y'all.
A food guy.
No.
What
Sarah's
happened
the food.
To you?
I'm a Chicago historian.
You've eaten enough to know the difference between a peach.
He's
and
never
a pine-
had a grapefruit. He's never actively had a grapefruit.
What?
I bet money on it. I don't know for a fact, but I would bet all the money in my bank account right now that he's never had a grapefruit.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let me ask you this. Yeah. Have you ever seen a grapefruit spoon?
No. A grapefruit spoon?
No, he's never seen a grapefruit spoon.
I've never seen a grapefruit spoon?
Well, to be fair, that's white people shit. Regular people eat grapefruits like their oranges.
Okay, fair enough.
I was eating grapefruits my whole life. I didn't know about
you know
a grapefruit
what?
Spoon until I moved
okay,
here. So.
That is fantastic. For the record, my grandparents, who were Swedish,
there you go.
Had
there
grapefruit you go. Spoons. I know.
Yeah.
They were the whitest
they're
people.
They're like heirlooms.
What,
yeah,
so
yeah.
What is it? What is it?
It's a serrated spoon.
Yeah, it has serrated edges on the spoon to help cut out like the sections of the grapefruit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
So I think... I may be wrong. I feel like my grandparents used to like cut a grapefruit in half and maybe they'd sprinkle sugar on it or something.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then they would see, she gets white people stuff. and then they would give us a spoon and they'd be like, here's dessert. And I'd be like, Grandma, this is not.
Wait, so they
breakfast?
Just served.
I don't remember.
So they just
I blocked
served,
it out. I had a lot of therapy.
Let me get this right.
Trauma.
So they just serve just the, take a scoop of that.
No. They would cut the grapefruit in half, hand you half a grapefruit. pour some sugar on top, and then give you this grapefruit spoon with
to
it.
Eat it.
And you would, you would cut out the sections of grapefruit. Like,
how big of a piece?
This is how eating disorders begin.
Exactly.
How big is a grapefruit? Like, are we talking
smaller? It's like a little bit bigger than an orange. It's like.
Have you
big.
Never been to a grocery store?
No. Tell me.
Wait a minute.
You don't know how big a grapefruit is? What is going on? Am I being punked?
No, you're not.
I feel like...
This is real life.
No. Honestly, people, y'all know I always take it to the people.
It's bigger than an orange.
Okay, there we go.
Smaller than a bowling ball? I don't know. Like,
do you know
smaller
what
than
a
watermelon.
Do you know what a...
I know what a grapefruit
is. Listen, if you hear somebody say, I had a tumor as big as a grapefruit...
It's a big.
Thank you.
It's a big tumor.
It's like yellow on the outside, right? It's like
the tumor?
It could be.
Or the grapefruit?
It could be green. It could be pink. It could be yellow.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I had no clue. This is why we do this. This is why Sarah, this is our part.
We're going to take a break now. We're going to go to the local. There's a Walgreens across the street. They probably have grapefruits.
Yeah.
Really? Yes. I could pick out a grapefruit.
The things that don't interest him really don't interest
no,
him.
No, no, no.
I mean, who's interested in grapefruits?
No, exactly. I mean, like, I don't know.
I mean, look, it is what it is.
All right.
What are we talking about?
So the Risky Paloma.
That does not taste like peaches.
Did not taste like peaches. It was delightful. Tin cup rye, grapefruit, and lime. And you know what? It was delightful. Served in a Collins glass.
Yeah.
And enjoyed it greatly.
It was good. I had a sip of it. It was very good. As soon as we took a sip of it, regardless of the taste, it was mixed very well.
Refreshing, right?
Yeah. So here's the thing. We'll talk about the last drink in a second here, but those drinks were mixed very well. Mm. Like if we talk about like the
nothing sat at the bottom.
The orange taste, the orange peel of the Sazerac was, you know,
infused.
Yeah, it was really good. There you go.
I'm the thesaurus.
Coins.
Wow, you got
coins for the word infused.
Here's the thing. She tried to play. She know damn well I'd be giving her coins.
No one's trying to play anything.
Yeah, you was.
I'm just a poor, coinless.
Get out of here.
Broad.
Girl from Jordan.
Immigrant. Just a coinless immigrant.
You saucy this episode. I like
with a dead dad and a Gen Z sister. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Then she roasted the hell out of us. It was the two episodes in a row.
It's all too soon.
What's funny is we were in Jordan, yeah. And then all of a sudden,
in case you don't know, they went to Jordan and Egypt.
Yeah, you get it.
You're world travelers. Go on. Sorry.
We say her sister texts her and is like, by the way, I just heard you talk shit about me on the podcast.
Because I said, there's only two people in life that FaceTime me and I absolutely fucking hate it. And they both know that I hate being FaceTimed. It's my friend Aaron and my sister. And so I said, I feel bad because Aaron's about to hear this episode and be like, and I was like, but I've told her to her face that I don't like being FaceTimed. And so my sister says, and she's like, I don't appreciate that you don't think I'm going to listen to this episode. And I also don't appreciate that you said that you don't like me FaceTiming you. I was like, get off
the phone. Wow, you doubly disappointed your sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And your family is shrinking ever since your dad died. So you better cherish her while you can.
Tommy making light of a situation.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm going straight to hell. And you know why? It's because of this third drink.
What is the third drink?
This third drink is called the...
We already talked about it. When he brought it out,
the Montucky handshake. Yeah, we did talk about it.
Yeah. The last thing we had was the carrot cake.
He doesn't even remember. Oh, the carrot cake. I forgot.
The carrot cake. It was walnuts, cream cheese icing, and candied carrots on top. I've never had candied carrots like that before.
Candied carrots.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Okay.
They tried.
It was really good.
Dario's never eaten a carrot before.
A candied carrot. Here's the funny thing. I eat carrots because it helps out with eyesight. And if y'all know me.
Okay.
That's a myth.
No, well, it's a myth?
Yeah. Okay.
Put me on.
It's not necessarily a myth. It's that you would have to eat...
an absurd amount of carrots.
Thank you. And that would mess you up in different ways.
Yeah. Your bowel movements would be different.
No, but your skin tone would change.
That got weird.
Oh, yeah. You get...
I don't think his skin tone would change.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Dario?
I feel like you...
He's going to turn orange?
No, not...
I mean...
Not Dario. Maybe you.
I would turn orange.
Maybe you.
Yeah.
Is that a truth? That's a myth.
That is absolutely a truth. So, and really? Here's what I can tell you. So when my little guy was born, I made all of his baby food because I was that dad.
Yeah.
And what I ended up doing was I ended up taking a lot of like carrots and butternut squash, and I would.
You turned your baby orange.
I did. I would heat them up with apples, and I would and so that was kind of all I was feeding him, and he developed this kind of orange coloring.
No.
Wow. We took him to the doctor, and they were like,
"You feed him too many.
What do you feed him? Yeah.
Really?
I was like, well, butternut squash and carrots, and look at me, he's super dead. And they were like, yeah, you got to work in some green stuff because this kid's not looking good. And I was like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be like a nice tan for him?
No, later on in life? It's like a Donald Trump orange.
Yeah. Oh, like a, yeah, like a synthetic orange. No,
I don't know who that is, but it was not a good look. But yes, it was much more likely
really?
with my youngest, who was very pale, than it would be with Dario.
Right?
He's not pale at all.
If I start turning orange mixed with
it would be
that'd be weird. That'd be a weird color.
It'd be weird.
I'd be maroon 5.
How would you? I don't know where you're going.
I thought that was funny. I'm not giving you. How do I take coins away?
No.
Away,
you laughed. You laughed. That's a coin.
You know, it's a coin. It caught me off guard. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
It was
come
good.
Out here. Check it out.
The carrot cake was amazing. Yeah.
The carrot cake was really good.
Chicago Q.
Yeah.
It's the place.
It is.
No, I was gonna say like honestly.
Dead serious.
Yeah. Like Chicago Q is a place I honestly never heard of until we knew we were coming here. And I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. And mind you, we ordered like 1% of the menu. They have so many different options. They have a low and slow section that's all of...
I bet you that's good.
So you can get the... there's like combos, the Q3 combo, the Q2 combo that have chicken, pulled pork...
We need to get the ribs.
The grilled chicken, ribs, pulled brisket. There's just so much. Baby back ribs, St. Louis...
Some delightful salad choices for the people not into the tender brisket.
Right.
Also,
and then entrees. Yeah.
They do. I was looking at their website and Instagram. They have pretty good breakfast. Also.
Oh yeah, they
what?
Have, they have a brunch menu.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. Right over our shoulder.
I see here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prime chicken waffles. Prime brisket, eggs Benedict.
Yes.
Chicken eggs Benedict.
Yeah. Yes, so this place, you really get it all.
Chicken and waffle for all you white people out there, like chicken and waffles.
Come on, Tommy.
What?
You know, damn well.
One more thing that I like is that you can see into the kitchen. I love that. Yeah. I feel like that gives, you know, a little bit extra.
Just because all the staff back there keeps checking you out. No wonder you like it so much.
Yeah, right.
Geez,
yeah,
maybe
I should sit angled differently.
Yeah,
here's what I say.
Hello, boys.
Here's what I will say about the staff. And, you know, we say this all the time that it happens to us. When the staff is good, the food is even better.
Yeah.
And I feel like the staff here has been extremely nice to us.
Very. I mean, they let us sit here for like 7 hours.
Yeah, so you know, yeah. We'll pay. But we'll pay. But no. It's,
Tommy.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah. But it's really cool because like you were talking about like, do we ask the people when we come up? We don't ask. We just kind of show up and then we tell them. We tell them who we are. You know what I mean? Like we tell them who we are and what we do. And then that's when the ask comes. It's like, hey, do you like it? And you know, these restaurants can say no to us anytime they want to.
Yeah.
None have said no. And so they were no different here. And they've been very welcoming to us. They did let us sit here for a few hours and record.
And here's my thing. With most places, you go to a place, you want them to be attentive, but not like, hey, can I, you know, what can I,
literally,
can you give me a little room?
Yes, breathing room.
But I've also had it happen quite a bit where they'll come around a lot early on, and then they disappear.
Yeah,
and
they don't come back.
Wait, what are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Like,
where you at?
You could do another round. You could, you know, like come back. Our guy was not too far away.
We were
like, let's get another Montucky
handshake.
Whatever silliness we got.
Yeah, which is a play on the Chicago handshake.
Oh,
yeah,
now I get it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I just want to know what the other buttons are.
The other buttons are pretty for
them. Don't push them.
You know. There you go. We should have did that for the snack, but there you go. All right.
I've heard a lot of these.
Oh, see?
No. He's
not allowed to
push them. No. Listen.
I mean, look, there's a lot of buttons that we don't use on
minority
here.
Minority female.
Stop it.
Sorry, go on.
Immigrants.
Oh, boy. I mean,
it's really what it is.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's too much.
I get that a lot, actually. I get that, but not the time.
But not during the podcast?
Anyway.
Well, sometimes he'll have me sit, and then he'll pull the board out, and he'll be like, listen to this, and then he'll just play it. No, just, that would be intense.
Is that?
No, Tommy, do not
listen. He has it on his phone, and he just plays.
I don't know what they're lying about or saying the truth.
Tommy, come on out.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
At this point,
probably not. Not Daddy with Sarah. But
at this point, the people know who the hell we are. They know it's probably some truth to this.
I mean,
You know what I do though? It's like I will tell Sarah the exact opposite. I won't tell her what's on there, and I'll be like, "Babe, watch this." I'll be so excited to play the button. Like when we look, she laughing. While we were over there, I was so excited about these different buttons that I had specifically for our trip overseas. And like when it played them, she had the most relaxed response. And I'm like, oh, she gonna go crazy over this one. She gonna go crazy.
Here's my mom says this. She's like, you're not as excited as he is. I was like, because he's at like 100, yeah, and I'm at like 50.
There's very few people that can match energy.
I'm very excited, but this is me. Like this is I am. Super excited.
I know.
Right now.
I can see it in your eyes.
Just,
bro. I played this, bruh. And I was excited. I was excited for her. I was like, she gonna go crazy over this.
I mean, I loved it. That was a coin bag. I said, get your bag. You know what I mean?
You hit his bass. You hit all that bass.
Fantastic. I mean,
it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Sure.
It was great. I loved it.
Tommy is like,
I'm sorry that I made you feel that I didn't appreciate your buttons, but I loved them.
Hey, look,
welcome
okay.
to couples therapy.
Yeah, this is an offline conversation. Tommy, where can people find you? Where can they follow you?
Please visit ChicagoHistoryPod.com.
Hey.
You can find the Chicago History Podcast on all of the streaming platforms for podcast enjoyment.
Well, hey, that was a nice radio voice.
That was.
If you like this episode, send it to someone you like. Make their day better. It was a long, long, nice one. That's what she said. If you did not like this episode,
Blame Tommy.
Blame Tommy. And you're happy that my dad died.
That would be
the reason. There's no other reason.
Too soon.
Come on.
He's been dead for 20 years. That's fine.
Still too soon.
Wow.
Is your mom still single?
Oh, my goodness.
She is.
What?
She is.
Hey, now.
She is.
We're probably about the same age, me and your mom.
No, she's probably older than you.
What? Did you do the little grind?
Anyway, let's get out of here.
We out. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of 77 Flavors of Chicago. We look forward to having you again next Monday. So make sure you look out for us on any platform where you can listen to a podcast. Make sure you rate, subscribe, and do all the things. And we'll see you next Monday.